afternoon, VeggieTales podcast listeners. And to you too, Bob.
Good afternoon, Larry. And you know, this really is a good afternoon, isn't it?
Sure is. The weather is great. I've got my best friend Bob by my side. And I found my gong.
That's great, Larry. And the podcast is right on schedule.
Everything is going silky smooth.
Usually by now, there's been a minor catastrophe. But everything really is going silky smooth. I think I'm good with the gong.
Yeah, me too. So, who's on today's show, Bob?
We have some great guests lined up. Let me just grab my list. Madame Blueberry will be taking us through a lesson at her charm school.
Wee wee! Madame Blueberry is our most sophisticated friend.
You ain't lying. And Mr. Lunt has some new animal friends for us to meet. My note here says they're part of the Mustela genus.
Oh, don't you get me all excited for nothing, Bob. You promise they're in the Mustela genus?
Yeah, Larry. That's the truth. Why?
Oh, boy. I won't spoil it for you, Bob. But let's just say you're gonna love them. Any animal from the Mustela genus is just fantastic.
Oh, well, great. I'm excited to see what that actually means.
Hey, Bob.
Yes, Larry?
Thank you for always being an honest friend.
Oh, well, of course, buddy.
When you tell me good news, I can trust you, because you always tell the truth.
Thanks, Larry. That means a lot. It also reminds me that today's episode is about the truth.
Really? That's so great. Whoa, what was that?
I knew this day was too good to be true.
It's coming from over there, from behind the audio system.
Larry, be careful behind that sound panel. There's a lot of wires.
Bob, a crime is afoot.
There's a foot?
No, the electrical cord. It's been chomped to bits. There's bite marks all over it. No wonder it was shooting sparks. And there's little crumbs all over the floor. Crumbs, Bob!
What on earth happened here?
Well, let's go over the clues. We know the crime was committed in the studio with the electrical cord, but we still need to find the culprit.
Are we sure it was a crime?
Is that the guest list you have there?
Yes?
I'll take that.
What are you doing?
Bob, this guest list has just become the suspect list.
Now, Larry, I don't want to jump to any conclusions.
Don't worry, Bob. For this mystery, only the most diligent detective work will do. Are you with me, Bob?
Well, I actually do enjoy a good mystery.
That's the spirit. This podcast is now an investigation.
An investigation?
Cue dramatic intro music.
Larry, are you sure?
We won't stop until we uncover the truth. I'm so excited to question Madame Blueberry. She's so proper and polite, you would never expect it to be her.
Now, Larry, remember, Madame Blueberry is our guest, and she's giving us a free lesson in her charm school, so take it easy on the questions.
Don't worry, Bob. If her story checks out, she has nothing to worry about. What is charm school, anyways? And why do we have to get a lesson in it?
Well, charm school is going to teach us how to be polite and refined. You had to sneeze at that exact moment?
Sorry.
We're hosting a super special podcast now. And you never know who may stop by. Maybe even royalty. We need to be prepared for anything.
Oh, royalty. Fancy.
Boys, boys! Welcome to Madame Blueberry's School of the Charm. This is my trusty little sidekick, Mr. St. Clair. Say hi, Mr. St. Clair.
Aw, I love French bulldogs.
Here you go, Mr. St. Clair. Have a treat. Now, come here. It's time to teach you how to be refined.
Do you have allergies or something?
I don't think so. It's like I'm allergic to that word or something.
What word? Refined?
Don't worry, Monsieur Larry. This is precisely why you have come to me.
Before we begin the lesson, Madame Blueberry, I have just a couple questions to ask you.
No questions yet. Cue the music. First, we are going to work on your posture. Bob, Larry, each of you take a a book.
Is this a book about posture?
And place it on top of your head.
Oh, okay. Let me try. I dropped my book.
Pick it up and try again.
I dropped my book again.
Oh, that is okay. Bob, are you reading the book?
Mine's a mystery novel.
Oh, Monsieur Bob, the book must go on top of the head.
Oh, I dropped my book.
Okay, just...
Sorry, that was me. Mystery novels are scary.
How about we just move on to the sipping of the soup, yes?
Madam Blueberry, can I ask you just a couple of quick questions?
Nope, not until you have learned how to be refined. Sipping the soup first, then questions. Okay, have a seat at the table. Very good. Now take the soup spoon. Not that spoon. Sorry. It seems Madam Blueberry is learning a little lesson as well. On patience.
You're doing great.
Okay, take the soup spoon, please.
These mystery novels are great. It's always the person you least expect.
Monsieur Bob, please stop reading the book. Take your soup spoons, please. Very good. Now gently scoop the soup away from you. Good. Now gently sip the soup. No, not slurp. Sip. Almost. Sip. Oh, it's getting worse. Sip. How is that physically possible?
We're very good slurpers.
You are not supposed to slurp!
Could I make one suggestion?
No suggestions. Sip. It is very simple. Now, I am closing my eyes and counting to 10. If I do not hear a sip by 10, we are going back to the beginning. We will be here all day if we have to. Oh, my goodness! Good! Very good! That was a perfect sounding sip! Very good!
That was the dog, wasn't it?
Yep.
You see, I will make you ready for the fanciest guests. It's never too late to learn how to be refined.
Bless you.
Thank you.
You may now ask me any question.
Okay, Madam Blue. Where were you at approximately 11 a.m. this morning?
I believe I was in the kitchen with the candlestick.
Aha! Madam Blueberry, in the kitchen with the candlestick. And what, may I ask, were you doing there?
Looking for candles for the candlestick.
Oh, well, did you chew up the electrical cord behind the sound panel?
No, of course not. A proper lady does not chew on electrical cords.
Well, okay. Bob, I'm done here.
Okay, good. Madam Blueberry, thank you for giving us a wonderful lesson in charm.
Oh, goodbye, boys. Good luck in your search.
Ah, who is that? Is that the culprit calling to confess?
Bob, Larry, Mr. Lunt is calling.
Easy, Larry. It's just Mr. Lunt. Put him through, Petunia.
Larry, Babuski, long time no see.
Hello, Mr. Lunt. I'm excited to hear about...
If I may, Bob. Mr. Lunt, we're in the middle of a very important investigation.
Okay.
And I've got a few questions for you.
Hit me with it, Big Cheese.
Where were you at approximately 11 a.m. this morning?
I was in the animal conservatory with some rope.
Ha ha! Mr. Lunt, in the conservatory with the rope. And what, may I ask, were you doing in there with the rope?
Making a hammock.
Oh.
Larry, Mr. Lunt has been in Panama all week. But if we ever need patio furniture, we'll know who to call. Mr. Lunt, are those your new friends we hear?
Yes, sirree. These guys are some real weasels, let me tell you.
Bob, you were right. I'm so excited. Mr. Lunt, may I ask, are these Mustela frenata or perhaps Mustela africana?
No, Larry. they're weasels.
Well, yeah, but never mind.
The weasels would like to express their deepest sympathies, Larry, that you have not yet found your culprit.
Oh, well, thanks.
They say they, too, used to be on the wrong side of the law.
Really? How so?
They used to steal jewelry.
Ooh! Oh.
Jewelry thieves. Shiny, but unethical.
They used clever disguises and would lie about their identities. They lied to jewelers, to the police, to everyone. They basically stopped telling the truth completely. It got so bad, they couldn't even trust their own friends. They never knew when someone was telling the truth or lying.
Oh, no.
I don't know what I'd do if I couldn't trust Bob.
So they decided to change their ways. They wanted to live a life of truth.
Good for you, weasels.
Oh, I love weasels.
But since they don't steal jewelry anymore, they had to get regular jobs.
What do they do now?
One moment, please. Okay. You ask what they do now, Larry?
Yeah.
Excellent question. Larry, are you interested in generating passive income while also contributing to a global health movement?
Sure.
Wait a minute.
Well, if you act now, you can become an official distributor of Weasel Vitamins, the number one varmint-owned nutrition brand in South America. I know. Well, they're number one if you don't count wombat protein. The weasels are sticklers for telling the truth these days, let me tell you.
Where do I sign?
Mr. Lunt, I'm gonna go ahead and pass for both Larry and I. We're just not ready for that kind of commitment.
But I want to.
Trust me, Larry. Sorry, Mr. Lunt. It's just not a good time for us right now.
You're lost, Bobarino. Okay, weasels, to the next village. Sayonara, guys.
Bye, Mr. Lunt. Bye, weasels. It's the culprit, calling to confess their crimes. I'll take this one, Bob.
Wait, Larry.
Hello, culprit? Is that you?
No, this is Timmy from Tucson.
Answer me this, Timmy from Tucson, if that even is your name. Where were you at precisely 11 a.m. this morning?
Larry!
In the family room with my accordion.
Aha! It was Timmy from Tucson in the family room with the accordion.
Where is Petunia? I think we need Petunia.
She's out getting fancy teas for the surprise guest. Don't worry, Bob. I can handle this hooligan.
Sorry I'm late, guys. Is that Timmy from Tucson on the phone? Our kid caller?
Our kid caller?
Yes, it is. Thank you, Petunia. Larry, can you please call off the dogs now? You're probably scaring Timmy.
All right. You're off the hook, Timmy. So, what's up?
Well, remember that accordion I mentioned?
Whoa, that's not exactly easy on the ears.
Yeah, it's broken. I broke it.
I'm sorry to hear that, Timmy. But don't be too hard on yourself. Stuff like that happens all the time.
I don't think that's the reason I feel bad.
So why do you feel bad, Timmy?
Sympathy pains?
Well, when my parents asked me who broke it, I didn't exactly tell them it was me. And now I feel kind of bad and icky.
Oh. So you told a lie?
Well, it wasn't necessarily a lie. It just wasn't the truth.
Yeah, that's pretty much the definition of a lie there, Timmy.
Really? Aw, man. So you think I should tell them?
So telling the truth is kind of a big deal.
Like, how big of a deal?
Have you ever heard of the Ten Commandments?
I think so. Did Moses write those?
Actually, God wrote them on a tablet of stone.
With his own finger.
Wow.
The Ten Commandments are the top 10 rules God gives us for living a good life. And telling the truth is one of those rules.
But telling the truth seems really hard.
I've got some good news for you, Timmy. You're gonna feel so, so much better once you tell your parents the truth.
Really?
Yeah. God's ways are always better. That's why he gave us the Ten Commandments, to help us live a good life.
That icky feeling you're feeling? When you tell the truth, it'll just fly away like a little bird.
That sounds really good. You know, I better go. I think I would like to talk with my parents now.
Sounds great, Timmy.
Good talking to you.
Bye.
You know, Larry, talking to real-life kids might be my all-time favorite thing.
Me too, Bob. And I've got a hunch we're going to discover the criminal behind the crime in our studio today.
So we're back to hard-boiled detective mode?
You better believe it.
Bob, Larry, those crumbs you found weren't only on the floor. They also got lodged in the sound panel. And now all the sound effects are going off at the same time. We need to fix it. Come on!
Cut to commercial!
Fella, you look like you could use a brick. You know, a brick. Small, red, pairs well with cement. Well, with Brick Monthly, you'll get a high-quality brick delivered right to your door. Every month.
Ooh.
Save up enough bricks, and you could make yourself something really swell.
For residential or even the office, use Brick Monthly if you want it flawless.
Do you want to take your sweetie out for a day on the water? Well, you're going to need a nice, sturdy brick boat. And we got the bricks for you to build it.
Wood or fiberglass just won't do. A boat of bricks is the one for you.
Now I know what you're thinking. Maybe you're not the fancy boating type. Well, maybe you need a nice brick leaf blower.
In November, the leaves fall quick. The best leaf blower is made of bricks.
Or how about some Christmas lights?
This December, get your Christmas fix. With quality lights made of quality bricks.
A bed frame? Or how about a mattress? You know, the monks sleep on bricks.
We've got 10 more seconds. Tell them more things they can make with bricks.
How about a bird feeder? Or a shortwave radio? A flamethrower? A nephew? What about a cake? Enlightenment?
January, February, March, April, May. Used to make them out of mud and hay. The clock is ticking, a tick, tick, tick. Subscribe today to get your brick.
Brick Monthly.
All right, we're good. That's a wrap.
Petunia? Nope. Junior? Nope. Laura? No. Pa Grape? Jean-Claude? Philippe? No, no, no.
Larry, is that the suspect list you have there?
I can't figure it out, Bob. Everyone's story checks out. Petunia was in the studio with the flashlight, but she was only helping us fix the sound panel. Junior Asparagus had an electric cord, but he was only helping his mom vacuum. And the French peas? Well, the French peas confessed during the commercial break, but they were just trying to get credit for the crime.
We did it! Arrest us!
No, you didn't! Go home! They just like getting in trouble.
What now?
Guys, the surprise guest is here! Don't forget your fancy teas!
Hello and welcome to the podcast, Sherlock Combs. We're so glad to have you joining us.
Well, good morning. I'm glad to be here, although I'm in the middle of a case and may have to leave at a moment's notice. We're casing a joint.
Casing a joint? What does that mean?
Well, checking out a location to see if it is the crime scene. Ideal in finding hard evidence of what is the truth. That's my currency. And Combs.
Combs? Combs and currency?
Investigating and documenting truth is my payday. Telling the truth is always good. I comb through the evidence, find the facts, and tell the truth about every case. Now, combs, they are my other passion. All kinds of combs. Fine tooth, barber, pintail, detangling, and of course the hexagonal prismatic wax cells built by honeybees in their nest. Honeycombs. Yes? Interesting. Really? Oh, that's a twist. On the corner of 5th and 3rd? Got it.
What was that? Did you just case the joint?
Nope. My shirts are ready at the dry cleaner.
This is fascinating, Sherlock Combs. Thank you so much for joining us.
Of course. Cheers, lads.
Huh?
Hey, Carl, how's the work on the sound panel coming?
Man, not too good, Rick. I can't figure out where all these crumbs came from.
Well, you'd better tell those vegetables they're gonna have to cut to a silly song or something in the meantime.
Oh, you mean this silly song button right here?
Boy is riding with Abu. Boy is riding with Cebu. Into town in his canoe. Into town in his canoe. Six Abu is rowing and sneezing. Achoo-moo-moo, 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 achoo-moo-moo-moo-moo. Achoo-moo-moo, 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 achoo-moo-moo-moo. Hip for chewing on bamboo.
Hip for chewing on bamboo.
Kissy boy in three Cebu.
Kissy boy in three Cebu.
Sad Cebu is rowing and crying. Boo-hoo-moo-moo, 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 boo-hoo-moo-moo-moo.
News.
Oh, good. Put him through.
Bob, I did it. I told the truth.
Wow, Timmy. Good for you.
We're so proud of you.
Did you get in trouble, Timbo?
Well, a little. My parents were happy I told the truth. But I'm not allowed to play with the accordion for a while.
Accordion confiscation. Been there.
Timmy, that's great.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
Bye, Timmy.
Bye, Timmy.
I sure am happy for Timmy. But I was hoping to solve the mystery before the show was over.
Oh, I can't take it anymore. I know the truth. I must confess. It was Mr. St. Clair.
Huh?
You see, I accidentally dropped some of his little treats, and they rolled right behind the audio system. Oh, and Mr. St. Clair just gobbled up the electric cord right along with his treats. I knew you were trying to find whoever chewed up the electric cord, but I was too embarrassed to say it was him. Oh, I know I didn't technically lie, but it definitely wasn't the whole truth.
Wow, I had no idea. Thank you for telling the truth, Madam Blueberry. I'm just glad Larry will be able to sleep tonight knowing the mystery is solved. Right, Larry? Larry?
Well, well, well. Mr. St. Clair. I bet you thought you could get away with it, didn't you? Ha! Tell that to the judge, you dirty dog.
Larry, Madam Blueberry already told the truth.
You can't handle the truth!
Monsieur Larry?
What?
Manners, Larry.
Oh, sorry. I, seem to have lost my head there for a second. Yes, Madam Blueberry. How may I help you?
I have one more secret to tell.
Oh, okay.
I know about the sip.
The sip?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
I know that you did not give an authentic sip during your sipping lesson, but in fact, you enlisted the services of my loyal but misguided canine, Mr. St. Clair. So it looks as if you have not told the whole truth. And per our original agreement, since you did not give a proper sip, then we must go back to the beginning.
Oh, no.
Chins up, books on the head.
Well, we're going to be balancing books on our heads for a while, kid, so that's probably all the time we have for you today. Remember, God made you special, and...
Focus!
Please don't say refined. What is it with that word? Oh, and he loves you very much. Bye, kids.